one and all, you're listening to the best in Belfast podcast with the Bimbo podcast.
Me, has it been that long? Has it? I'm George here too.
Out of rhythm, out of sync, getting a wee stutter.
How the hell are you?
Good.
It's been a while, sorry to the avid listeners who.
Yeah,
has it been that long? What's it been, like?
About a month.
A month?
When did Arsenal play in the final? Now I'm at the Azerbaijan.
Oh, that's right. I end up at A anyway. But, you know what? I went on holiday and.
I've been working.
Had shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're gonna try and do this a wee bit more periodically.
Yeah, try and do it fortnightly.
Fortnightly. Give the content out to the listeners. We'll get loads of interviews and just good topics. See what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, so if there's anything that people want to hear or want us or anybody that want us to interview, I mean, a big thing that I'm into at the minute, but I don't know if I'm into it, I'm trying, is the CBD.
Yeah. Massive fan of CBD.
You've been an advocate for a while. I'm hoping it's going to benefit me. I don't know if I've been on that the wee vape pen for about a week. I don't feel any
different. You got the pen?
I got the pen, yeah.
See, so, I was going to get that, but I'm not a smoker, so I don't feel the need to look like I'm trying to suck a dick in public.
I went for more because of the instant hit.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take that long to get in your system, so for anybody who doesn't know what CBD oil is, it's basically just the cannabis oil, but without the THC. So what the THC part is the psychoactive bit that gets you stoned. They take that out. And you just get all the benefits of it. I'll get some of the benefits of it.
You do not get the munchies?
No, I just already have the munchies. So, CBD, there's loads of places you can get it. They're everywhere now, so they are.
But when you're looking something up, I went for this because I get anxiety a lot of the time when I'm out and about. And I could be fine one minute, and something will change, or conversation will change, or something can trigger a wee bit of anxiety, and just thought this would be good just for something, just put it out of my pocket, suck on it, and hopefully it'll cure me.
You're getting in the spirit of Pride Month, are you? I took the CBD oil. I took it, when did I start taking it? About a year and a half ago, probably.
The drops?
Yeah, the drops, yeah. So there's different dosages, and obviously, the stronger the dose, the quicker it gets in your system, the more effective it is. Some of the benefits of it. One, anti-inflammation. It stops inflammation. So that'll cut out a lot of like muscle issues or joint issues. So that's really good. Once you do that, you start seeing knock-on benefits. So you're less pain, you're sleeping better. You're sleeping better, you're in better moods, you're less stressed, you're
and
less
you're, are you repetitive when you say you're sleeping better and then you're sleeping better?
You sleep better. I don't know if I've mentioned the benefit of the better sleep. If you do CBD, it helps some conditions as well. Some of them here. Sinead would have bad eczema on her skin, right? She got the balm, put it on her neck, within a week and a half, 2 weeks, it was all cleared up.
So she found an actual benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. So you can either like you get the drops, put it under your tongue, or you can get.
I think we should try and reach out to the local company.
And come on, explain
it. And
see
if they want to come on
and tell you about the sleep benefits.
Hopefully they don't put you to sleep while you're on there. But
no, they won't.
I think it's definitely an interesting topic, and it's only a matter of time before cannabis is legalized anyway. So.
IBS, it's good for IBS and your digestive system as well.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So, if you've got the shits, or you can't have always spicy curry, try a wee bit of CBD oil. Loads of fighters use it.
Probably about the inflammation.
Because the inflammation.
Yeah.
And again, it helps you sleep and relax. So you
or
can
the Diaz brothers just use it in its purest form?
Oh, they do. They be higher than a cloud.
Did you see they had the whole Nate Diaz, I don't have to call his arms, Nate Diaz and Khabib apart the other day?
Yeah, don't know why.
I didn't think them two were angling for a fight. I know that Diaz is on the undercard of the next UFC, isn't he?
See, the thing with it, Diaz, as great as a fighter is, he's becoming irrelevant. It's moved on. When's the last time he fought? 2014 or 15?
Didn't that fight off that?
No. He was offered a fight.
Oh, and then it got cancelled last minute.
Yeah. I think it was against Poirier. If he fights, I will watch him. But
is Khabib fighting too?
He's fighting at the Abu Dhabi event in Dubai, September, against Dustin Poirier. Dustin is the interim champion.
Do you think Poirier wins?
No. And do you know why?
Tita?
No. If you ask me, how do you beat
Love
Khabib?
Your t-shirt.
Yeah, the t-shirt that I've talked about, the £45 Conor McGregor t-shirt. You may take like a bet, such and such against Khabib, and then you say, how do you beat him? It's like John Jones.
John Jones got a decision the other day.
I was close one. Did you watch that card?
No.
UFC 23. I give you my login, I bought it. By the way, BT Sports, don't fucking dare charge me a subscription and then make me pay for a bastard pay-per-view.
Fight TV, the app, brilliant. It's not free, but you can stream UFC events and stuff from it.
But that's why I have BT Sport.
Yeah, but it's cheaper and you can just cast your TV. It's fantastic.
I do have BT Sport. Does Fight TV have soccer ball?
I hope so. I don't know. It's fighting TV, so who knows? I don't know where my phone is.
I was raging that the charge for that UFC, but I bought it and I got up with a big girl and it was an outstanding card. See, whenever it was over, I actually said to myself, see, if I was like that every month, I was nearly bad, just because it was so good. Every single fight was phenomenal.
You don't mind giving a company money when it's like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, what do you call your man who was recording it and, or busting streams on then, and actually works for them sometimes.
Oh, Brendan Schaub?
Brendan Schaub, yes. He streams illegally.
Well, not anymore, so they should have let down.
Try to. I think we talked about this before.
Yeah. But the whole card, Michael Chiesa, amazing.
He was doing an interview when the knockout happened as well. Did
no,
you see it?
That was. Maybe he was, but I know Israel Adesanya was doing it. Black guy?
No, I see if I'm offended for you.
Did you see Israel's? So, see the fight, excuse me, fight I was most looking forward to was Ben Askren and Jorge Masvidal, and Jesus Christ, me and Sinead both roared. So Jorge Masvidal, he started street fighting with Kimbo Slice. Jorge doesn't talk shit. Jorge's a respect guy, but see, if you talk shit, he understands. But see, if you come up and say it to his face like a man and you want to throw hands, Jorge's down anywhere. But he doesn't like people who do it in public and don't do it behind closed doors. So he hated Ben Askren because Ben's fun. So he does these wee things roasted. Have you seen them?
No.
He'll slag people, go boom, roasted. And that's just not how Jorge gets on. So that fight, for anybody who hasn't watched it, they deserve to get it spoiled. 5 seconds, the fastest knockout in UFC history. Talking about it actually lasts longer than the fight. So Jorge's up against the fence with his back and his hands against behind his back. Have you seen it? No?
No.
Do you want to see it?
If you can get it really quickly.
Yeah, get it really quickly for you. Do you know what? That's one thing UFC are really good at. See, when you put something up, they get you to make you take it down. Pronto. There's Israel's reaction. Wait to hear what he says.
Wow! No! No! Wow! Ghetto Jesus.
Ghetto Jesus.
Ghetto Jesus. No fucking way. That's the fastest knockout in UFC history, right? In UFC history, is it?
I guess it's just you and Khabib now that are undefeated.
Nah, bro. I was like, Plank. He brought Plank him back.
He brought Plank him back.
Wow. Holy.
So That's Israel.
Well, records are made to be broken.
So there's it there. Now this is an edited version. No, that's not good.
Need terrible.
The real one. Here's it here. Leaning against the kids. You ready? Bill circles a wee bit to the side. Bang! Here, one, two. And then he taunts him because he hates him. And then he does a celebration where he falls down sideways. And then the enter. Oh, here's Michael Chiesa's one.
Really super fight week. Really challenging camp. Oh my god.
Silence.
Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Chiesa. Jorge Masvidal just knocked out Ben Askren in the first round. Sweet mother of Mary. That's a $50,000 bonus. Give the f***ing guy a title shot.
Picking his knife. But then, Jorge, whenever Ben's not down, because Jorge comes off the cage, goes a wee bit to the right, runs towards him. Ben's a wrestler, right? Ben just literally takes you down to the ground and just lies on top of you and punches you until you give up. A bit like Khabib. But he went for the takedown, and Jorge predicted it to the second. As soon as Ben goes to go down for the legs, jumps up, knee, and he almost gets him like at the neck. And between the neck and the shoulder, you know where it meets, and just poof, knocked out instantly. The referee's that far away. It takes him a couple of seconds to get across. And Jorge just bang, two big digs to the face.
They look painful.
Yeah.
Did UFC tweet something like he'll be sucking food through a straw or something?
Don't know. But Ben tweeted, that sucked. And then somebody wrote something about the punches. And Ben retweeted and says, I probably deserved it, I'm a bit of a dick. So, took it in good faith. And then, oh, you're looking at something else. Or Colin Geddes. Colin Geddes, if you're listening, mate, you're one of the funniest online skit people I have seen in my life. See what him and Shane Todd have been banging out lately? 5 out of 5, all day.
I think they're just quick, they're quite on the ball.
Yeah.
Well, you know, even the Love Island video the other day, the comedic part of it was just brilliant.
Yeah, the content in it is phenomenal. It's just so funny. The Stephen Nolan one, the Vogue in there.
I haven't watched this, I'm just going to watch it live because, well, live on the podcast.
Right, if you watch it live, you need to listen because it's what he says.
Volkan, I've been employed by Stevie Nolan here to help him lose some weight because beforehand he was an absolute fat cunt. We're going to start with very basic things with him, like basic movements, etc. But mainly with diet because his diet was a very big problem.
So in the back, so you have Colin Geddes here in an orange top looking like an out of shape Ali G and Mickey Bartlett in the background looking like an out of shape Mickey Bartlett / Stephen Nolan.
Stephen Nolan in shape. To be fair, you know what, we're just going to share this on the page.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to watch
it? Oh yeah, no, we're going to watch it, but we'll
but see. Listen to what he says. Oh,
we had to give him very basic information. For example, a 16-inch pizza is not a tarantula for one. Pate is not toothpaste. Chocolate milk and butter is not a cocktail. When your piss is fizzy, not a good sign. You cannot make an omelette from cream eggs, fat bastard. Peanut butter is not a pizza topping. And just because you use different measurements doesn't mean that I don't know how much food you're eating and calories-wise. Just because you asked for 10 glasses of batter sausages does not mean I don't know that that's a lot of sausages. It is good that Stevie is in the rhythm of eating well and also, like, watching his dad. Because beforehand, he would eat a lot of food and then he would deliberately make himself sick by taking on jobs that make you sick.
I can't.
One of the techniques that we use for Stevie, because he's such an ignorant here, if we try to interrupt him doing absolutely anything, he can't abide that. So it's a bit of a bit of reverse psychology. So it is. Stevie, just let me stop you there. Stevie,
let me finish.
Let me just stop you.
I didn't interrupt you. Let me finish.
Stevie,
let me finish.
Stevie, please stop me.
I will not. No. You had your piece. Let me finish.
And there you go. He's stubborn bastard. You can't interrupt him. He must finish. He's always like, let me finish, let me finish. So I let him crack on there and he can row till he hits the fucking end of the legging. One of the main tricks that I like to do with Stevie is I like his favourite biscuit is Rocky, so I tell him I hit Rockies up in the field there and he's running about like a headless chicken. But the secret is I have the Rockies, which is hilarious. Keep her alive, Stephen! You're cooking with diesel now! The bastard!
Oh, Jesus! Oh, so funny!
And there's Northern Ireland team, right? It's fantastic.
That's up there with the original Barry the Blenders. Oh, that's class!
I'm glad we watched that. But...
Oh, Joe's a wee bit sore now.
Your reaction's made it a wee bit better.
He's an ignorant her. Jesus Louise. Right, I've lost my agenda. Colin Guinness, very funny. Well done, mate. Well done on selling out the Odyssey Arena and having to put on a second tape.
Two shows, it's unreal, isn't it?
Oh, fuck the BBC, don't need them.
It must have been Ulster Hall last year. It's a good gig. Like, apparently the Limelight one was better, though. Limelight was like the next night.
Speaking of Colin Guinness, did you see his the bottle flip? Or not the bottle flip, the bottle lid challenge?
I was actually going to talk about that because the videos went huge and it was Jason Statham started it.
Was it him that started it? See, I thought it was Max Holloway.
I know, I heard Jason Statham.
They were the first two that I seen, so it could have very well been them.
But yeah, I think you'd actually text me, funnily enough, about doing a video for this.
Mm.
And I think it was something similar to what he'd done.
No, I was going to do a video of me kicking the lid off.
Actually trying to do it?
Yeah, but I had something planned. By the way, I hope people enjoyed the Instagram videos that I've done.
Yeah, we've tried to be a bit more social media focused recently, yeah. Since we haven't been pumping out the content. Mm.
But we're miles behind these boys.
No, but I mean, he's been doing this for like 10 years.
Mm. So we need to be good at it.
Then he's brought in like Mickey Bartlett and stuff. And
what do you call the guy? Aaron McCann?
Aaron McCann, very funny.
Shane Todd. There
right,
it is.
I mean, I think they all met through the comedy scene.
Mm. Sean Hegarty as well.
But I mean, collectively they're all quite funny. Individually, most of them stand up because you get used to their humour.
You know what to expect.
Yeah, we've been listening to other podcasts.
Thinking about the videos. Go keep talking.
I said we're even listening to the other podcasts now that these people are featuring on.
Yeah.
You know, and finding out such trivial information as how fuck up doesn't translate to the rest of the world.
Mickey Bartlett, apparently if you go to somewhere else in the world and tell someone to fuck up, they don't know what to do. Just fuck up. She showed in that video of the doorman that time, you remember? Fuck up! You fuck up too! I'm swearing this episode, Jared.
Sure, it happens when you've been off for a while. So that's on the Fellowship podcast, wasn't it?
Yes, shout out to the lads on the Fellowship podcast. And
great podcast, I actually really enjoyed this.
Yeah, very, very good. Done a couple of good ones, and a good one, your man. From around there, the motivational guy. And I actually took some of the stuff he was saying about like mindfulness and things. About how you just need to focus.
Was that Michael Robinson?
Yes, Michael Robinson, very, very good podcast.
Oh, I didn't know he'd done one with Sean Hegarty as well, actually.
I haven't listened to that one.
Might be a bit of listen to later.
There's a couple of good Northern Irish podcasts. There's let me get it right, I don't want to.
We're definitely ones for supporting local podcasts. It's definitely the way to go.
MC Podcasting, you've got Big Rob's podcast as well. Couple of good ones. I got on the good wee one, Irish History Podcast. It goes back to 450 AD. Guy's been doing it for 6 years. And just takes you through Irish history. So, and the wee short episodes as well. There's ones that are 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So,
still my ideas.
If you're going up for a shade, you can fire it on all. And then, I can't get over that video. Carl Kenneth. You fucking.
Here.
I have the Rocky Biscuits. Slavers, no. Right.
It actually sounds like Vulcan there.
No, Vulcan there. We had them. That's what you heard about, wasn't it? Something like that.
He's saying, me daughter.
Me daughter, yeah. You don't give me contract. right.
So what's happened? Well,
so go back to them. Speaking of videos, go back to my video. So I done one on Toy Story 4.
Okay.
Right, with some of the films, some of the films that have come out. Toy Story 4, I thought, was a waste of a film. I didn't find it sad, I didn't find it engaging, and I thought, the main plot is focused around a plastic spork.
I've been thinking of the age that that's geared towards.
How many kids do you know run about with sporks? That's a spoon and a fork combined, for people that don't know. None, Jared.
That's not what I mean. I mean, the colours, the story, it doesn't really matter, does it?
It does.
Really?
Yes, because the story is about the collective group of toys.
And no, but it's not aimed for you to enjoy, it's aimed for kids to enjoy.
No, no, it's aimed for everybody, sir.
Just because it gets a universal rating doesn't
But it's bringing people
enough.
From 25 years ago. Or, what was it, 95? 24 years ago?
I mean, to bring, get you to bring your kids, not for you to enjoy it.
I want Master Aladdin with Sinead.
We'll get to that in a second.
But the whole concept of Toy Story 4, I thought the way they finished Toy Story 3 was a lot better. They passed the toys on. This was like, it's a waste. Like,
but
the only funny part was the Tom Jones joke.
You know, I haven't watched it, so I don't know what the Tom Jones joke was, but you know what the real incentive behind that film was, don't you?
Money.
Exactly. It's a money spinner.
Yeah, but
they sell toys off of it.
Mm.
They make money out of the cinema, they make money off of DVD.
Digital download. Raise up.
You know, they'll sell that to Netflix or somebody, and they'll have to...
No, so Disney have their own streaming platform.
Fair enough, they take all their films off Netflix.
So they do. But
the video was very, very good, man. Very funny. I enjoyed you sitting watching, eating your popcorn.
Do you know what? I was lucky. I literally had about two handfuls, so I only had one or two T-Rex. Thank God I got it all done in one go.
Then you down in the 2 litre bottle of
Sprite Zero. But see, whenever I read the reviews before, because I avoided all the trailers, right? Didn't want to watch anything.
I always think films are something you should make your own mind up on. I don't go off other people's reviews of it.
Yeah, go in.
Because there's so many films that I love that other people hate, or that I
like
hate
John.
That other people love. that's another story.
But whenever I was reading stuff online, they were saying that Tom Hanks and Tim Allen were crying and all whenever they were doing the final scenes. It was like, me and Sinead.
Hang on, I get paid for this.
They must have been.
Oh yeah, what's with the make off that? Like, Tim Allen, I love Tim Allen, by the way. Just in general, Home Improvement right through to, he does another TV sitcom at the minute, but at the end of the day, he is Santa. So.
Good films, but I didn't see what was sad. I thought the storyline was very weak. It was like.
But did I think it's one of the franchises that they'll just put any crap in now because they don't care just to make money?
I think after that one's very hard.
Toy Story 2 hangs up too, didn't it?
No.
Toy Story 2, alright?
Yeah.
Can't remember that, it's been that long.
They were all good.
I believe think the first one was out in like
24 years, 95.
It's mad. I remember taking it. The second one was the one with Jesse, the wee girl cowboy thing, the cowgirl.
Yeah. And the fella wanted the limited edition
the
movie and stuff. The daycare center. Or Funzo or Lotso.
That they gave away. Lotso bar.
But it picks up from where the third one they
yeah, well, about fucking 10 of him to give to all the nieces and nephews for their, because they smell like strawberries or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's all just a money spin. We're going to be running about with sporks.
No, we're not. Because they're plastic and plastic is no
You're getting a spork for your birthday.
We're getting paper spoons, paper knives.
Yeah, paper straws.
And they're very unnatural, aren't they? They don't last.
They go floppy. They go soggy in your drink. So here, how was Aladdin?
I
haven't watched it. Boston to watch it.
I
afraid
to
watch it.
Well, do you know what? They stick to the storyline a lot, but they deviated ever so slightly, which is good.
So let's ask the killer question. Will Smith is a genie. How does he rate?
Compared to Robin Williams,
no,
or just
to be
in
his
general?
Own genie, yeah.
He is his own genie because he changes the songs, the lyrics and stuff, which is a bit deceiving when you're in the middle of a cinema and you're babbling it out of it, and then you're going from Friday to Sunday, you know. I thought he's done very well. Now, the only thing is, what I didn't like about him, he's not a great singer. He's a good rapper. He sings the Arabian Nights at the start. I didn't like it.
That auto-tune not good enough?
No. But whenever he does all the other songs, he's very good. Because it's in like that faster rhythm and stuff. Very, very good. Very funny. Just typical Will Smith.
I'm a big Will Smith fan, like, so obviously a bit, for him, a bit nervous. Not nervous, because obviously the man's worth millions and stuff, but like worried that that would be something that would be like a sticker on his career, especially when you're comparing him against
Ron
Williams, who was great, you know.
No, he was very, very good.
Is the mad, it's hot, so you don't want an actual real life film to destroy a cartoon?
Yeah.
You know, but Aladdin just holds that place in people's hearts.
But it was good. I liked how they changed it a bit. Although, Iago, you know the bird. Remember in the cartoon he was hilarious?
Yeah.
In this, he's literally just a bird apart to go, ah!
They probably didn't want to make him like a focal point of the film.
They should have, because he was hilarious in the first one. But him and Abu had more of a role than
Iago. Was that a CGI monkey?
I don't think so. I think it was real.
But it stuck to the Aladdin story anyway.
Yeah. And then the twig at the ending's very good. That's what really made it for me.
No spoilers, though.
I'm not going to spoil it, but the ending's...
I'll pick it up on digital download when it comes out.
Yeah. Do you see any good movies?
I went and seen Spider-Man last week, the new Far From Home.
You know my affiliation with all that.
It's a solid 7 out of 10 film. It's not fantastic.
It's no Thor Ragnarok?
No, it's no Ragnarok. It's not even an endgame, you know.
Okay.
But like at the very start, it ties up a lot of
the Endgame,
the unknown from Endgame, and
like
at the
what?
Very end, it's not fucking do spoilers, can we?
If you're listening and you have mod Spider-Man, skip about 5 minutes in.
5 minutes? Jeez, that's a long time. Skip about 30 seconds from that. That's been the big answer. So the question was,
the loose ends are tied up.
So it. At the start, there's a tribute to those that died or those that whose careers have ended in Endgame. It begins with Whitney Houston, "I Will Always Love You." Then it explains how the kids, stayed kids, and maybe it was 5 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I asked that question. So it actually explains that those who blipped away didn't age, and those that didn't blip away aged 5 years. So the ones that were in like Primary 1 would be in Primary 6.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that were in Primary 6 will still be in Primary 6.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it explains that and how that actually worked. And so what other loose ends was it? That was the big one for Spider-Man, because obviously at the end of Endgame.
Is Thor back in shape, or can we still say about
Thor's not in the film.
Good.
Spider-Man's the only...
No, Nick Fury's in it. Isn't it cute?
Is he though? Spoiler alert. You may keep skipping.
Oh.
You may keep skipping.
5 minutes. Nick Fury was Samuel L. Jackson, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cobie Smathers is in it as your woman.
No idea.
It's the girl from How I Met Your Mother who's in S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's great. So it ties up all the loose ends?
It pretty much ties up the loose ends. And still tugs on the heartstrings with Whitney Houston and Edith and stuff, so if you watch it, you'll find out what that is.
Speaking of tying up loose ends and putting them away, did you see the girl who sent the photo to your dad on holiday with her boyfriend?
Oh no. So what happened? Explain this to me.
So they're doing a wee selfie in the mirror, right? Well, not a selfie, it's a photo. The girl and her boyfriend.
Okay.
Just a typical girl standing with a horse leg and the fella standing behind her with his hand in his pocket.
Okay.
And the daddy zoomed in on the table.
Right.
And there's a big bottle of Durex lube. And she tries to palm it off as his knee stuff. Because the daddy zoomed in, he'd seen it was the Durex. And she was scundered. And so it actually reminded me of a time I went on a holiday. And it must have been probably about 16-ish. 16, 17 and around that age, but I had a load of porn DVDs, right? But used to have, like, you know, the old computer, like the desk, the wee keyboard that
pop
slid out and stuff and all, and your wee mouse mat. The first couple of CDs I like wrote on a graphic CD, sound CD, because mum and daddy are complete technophobes.
Straight up films.
Right.
Music.
And then a couple down, that's where all they were just named, you know, Black Decks, White Chicks, whatever, you know, all that stuff. And I come home from a holiday, but my daddy had painted my room and rearranged stuff. And I went up to the room and I was like, where the fuck is the ring? And then went back downstairs and my daddy handed me a key and he went, go up and check under your pillow. And I go, what's he up to here? Went up, he got me like a wee, must be about 15 centimeter safe with a key, put all my porn in it for me.
Legend.
Didn't say anything else about it. Like, cheers daddy.
Legend.
So, I didn't tell my mummy where his porn stash was.
Do
you ever find parents' porn stash? No.
No, thankfully.
I found my dad's ones. Oh, brilliant. Used to wait till they left. Mummy used to work nights. Used to wait till they left because he dropped her down. You had about 40 minute gap to get the magazine, go in the toilet, knock one out.
Who wants information
that way? Wait, do you? Pick him back up lanes. Wait until you see the car turn the corner. Wait 5 minutes. Boom.
Came back. There was no bugger left.
Pages stuck together. So speaking of love making, what about Love Island?
Nice.
Another great video.
Love making yourself to Love Island. Sure, why not?
Why not? What is it like as a season? I watched 2 episodes. I don't
know.
I became an expert. I watched them 2 episodes.
My entire shop's watching it, like fellas, girls.
Yeah.
So you've only watched 2 episodes, so you don't know anybody.
I know everything. I'm an expert on it.
You know everything, but you only watched 2 episodes?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Ask me a question.
Do I want to?
Yeah, go.
Who is leaving the villa tonight?
Everybody, because they're all dicks. Next question.
I can see where this is going.
Amy's leaving.
You're not just hearing and seeing Love Island everywhere?
Good bit, but...
I mean, Tommy Fury is more famous than the other Fury right now.
Probably, but...
Boys only had one fight or
something. No, it is.
God help us, like...
Seemed very diplomatic.
Who?
Tommy.
I mean, he doesn't have a clue, and to be fair to him, like... God love him. But he's one of the ones that has looks on his side, so he's going to cruise through life, and has a bit of strength, and...
Famous big brother, he can beat anybody.
Yeah, half brother, yeah. So,
is it a good series, all in all?
You know what, it... You wouldn't really call it Love Island this year, and there's not really... Normally you get couples that all go pretty solid, and all become girlfriend, boyfriend after a few weeks. This one, the two main couples were Tommy Fury and Molly, and then Curtis and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis and Amy are... No longer together, so.
And I'll come here to tell you that I love you. Was that a good impression?
She is a bunny butter and a half, like.
Mm-hmm.
Good at Maura, the Irish bird. She's far in love with Curtis.
Why?
Anx is a game player. I don't think she wants to be with anybody. But to be fair, either is Curtis. Curtis is definitely coming out of the closet when he comes out.
Think so?
Yeah. I think he just wanted to do that situation where he was with the girl, and he wants to be with Tommy.
Think so. Offering to put a sun lotion on for no reason.
But it's one of them things that gets bigger and bigger. There's more merchandise from it. You know, they're selling water bottles. I think they've got sunglasses this year. They've got music albums that are streaming. Your man's doing the Uber Eats advert. It's just another money spinner. That
We're still doing all that stuff for Superdrug, is it? Or Boots?
Let's see, I'll go on their app here because I downloaded the vote.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So,
do you have to pay to vote on the app or is it free?
No, it's free.
So they're doing that for
it's free.
Free
but,
it's got
Uber Eats all over it. It's got, like, you can go on and buy their clothes. You can, so it literally tells you where they're all getting their clothes from.
Can you buy the herbal tea that makes you shite? that they're all doing on their socials.
Excellent.
I said, no, did even get Instagram famous? Sell protein, clothing apparel, and herbal tea shape.
I don't know, you can buy pillowcase tinted pH lip balm, Polaroid mirror aviator glasses, Polaroid brand pop glasses, official water bottles, suitcases.
How much are the sunglasses?
45 quid for the round ones, 50 quid for the aviators.
Oh, that's not too bad. I was going to say, if any more
than
that.
Probably Primark quality, mate.
Mm.
Not that there's anything wrong with Primark, but at 50 quid there is.
Yeah, you want them to be good.
You know, but literally, you just see all the morning. So obviously all the stuff is, it's all sponsored, so every time you're watching a bit of this on TV, it's making somebody money.
Mm.
You know what I mean? ITV or whoever the producers are, we'll be getting. It's like retail shops, you go in and you see those bays and stuff, and a lot of times they're paid for by
manufacturers.
By the manufacturer, which is smart business, really, isn't it? So make money while you're making money.
Interesting fact before we continue our conversation about Love Island, your business is missing an opportunity to be heard by a highly engaged audience.
Did you know podcasting is the most innovative way to advertise your business? And with us at the Bimbo Podcast, we can help you reach a local audience with a cost-effective, tailored advertising solution.
Interested? Email us at either Anthony or Jared at bimbopod.com or find us on Facebook. So who do you think's going to pair up with you? How long's left?
I think it's up to the end of the month.
Yeah,
I think it's clear as day. As long as they stay strong, Molly and Tommy will win. I don't think there's any question of that. I think
who do you think's going to end up with who next?
I don't know. I'll just tell you, I hate Amber.
Okay.
And
she looks like a bitch. I know that's horrible to say without knowing someone, but she looks like a bitch.
Hate Amber.
Great though.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I just hate Amber and Anna, the two of them are pretty fucking.
Anna, do you know what? See, if all of them see, like, looks wise and shape, Anna would be the one I would be attracted to.
I knew you'd love that big hoop.
But but she just looks like a character from a dummy or whatever.
Very good.
So.
And like you said, hypocrite. Last day, fucking, she went back to the arm again.
So hold on, see, for anybody that doesn't know, so there's a girl and a guy with the same name. Okay, I'm going to spell them out here. So the guy's called Jordan.
And the girl's called Jordan.
Hold on.
Jordan.
Don't ruin it.
Oh.
J-O-R-D-A-N. Jordan. The girl with the same name, but has a U in it. J-O-U-R-D-A-N. Jordan.
Yeah.
Why do you have to emphasize the Dan when there's a U and everybody's ignoring it? What
See,
the fuck is the difference? Jordan or Jordan?
We all need a bit of Dan in our lives, like.
Is that an inside joke that I don't get?
I don't know. Do you know any farmers called Dan?
No. I'm a Toyota driver called Dan. Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N. Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. Jordan. It's.
I don't know, we can just ring a Jordan and ask them, I suppose, but. Maybe not tonight.
Keep your eyes on the Facebook page, there might be a giveaway coming up soon. But speaking of chopping and changing people, transfer gossip. Fucking good segues, aren't they?
Fair enough. Transfer gossip, so we're talking football now. So
soccer ball.
Pogba. UK clubs. Pogba, will he stay? Will he go?
Apparently they're opening up talks for Real Madrid today.
It's good business if he leaves.
Very good.
You do not want that man at your club.
No. Would never happen under Fergie. Players never meant to be bigger than the club.
It didn't happen under Fergie. Fergie kicked him out.
Yeah, straight away.
Aubameyang to United.
Never.
You don't think so?
No.
Christian Eriksen to the United
Arsenal.
If Pogba goes.
We Tottenham sell to a smaller club though, probably.
Very good. Really want to go to a club that's not in the Champions League. They pay stupid money though.
No, Rashford is now the sixth.
But
most.
You have to think of it, how much would it cost to buy a player like Rashford for United? They would have had to spend fucking stupid millions.
Is he that good?
Probably not, but he's homegrown, because there's like rules, isn't there, rules where they need to be homegrown.
Yeah, you have to have like 5 or 6.
So he's homegrown. They don't actually have to pay a fee to Bam, because he already plays for them. So he signs a new contract, gets 200 grand a week. What's those a lot?
350.
So, I mean, this is the market you're in.
Yeah, they're talking about Ozil trying to get him to Fenerbahce, anyway, he's originally Turkish descent, his family, but they need a sponsor to pay his wages, because it's probably like 9 million a year, and they can't afford that.
If that's the problem right there, just fuck them all off the chain, they're going out of it.
Yeah, aye. But see with Arsenal, right? See coming up the end of that season, last
five. Ozil's a good player, though, but
he's very good, and I'll tell you how you correct it all. Coming up the end of the season, right? Last 5 games. Won 1, drew 1, and lost 3. See those 3 that we lost? See if we'd have won them? 2 games to go, we'd have finished 3rd with 2 games in hand. Or 2 games, and wouldn't have mattered. Right? See if you get 2 centre-backs that are good quality and can be reliable. We could be going for 2nd to 1st. Because if you're getting that close to 3, and you're missing it by stupid goals, then there's no reason you can't finish 3rd and then go higher.
I was going to send you a Snapchat last night. I was playing
I don't use my Snapchat anymore.
I was playing FIFA.
Unless I'm uploading stuff.
But there's like a manager mode. I was managing Celtic and I won 2 league titles, 2 domestic trophies, got them through the Champions League group knockout stages, and then Arsenal offered me a job and I took it, and they were in 9th place and I won the Premier League.
Lethal.
I was going to send you a picture and see Arsenal can't win it.
They can't win it.
Any other bomb? Scotty's transfer gossip.
Kieran Tierney
to Arsenal. I don't know if it's going to happen this year. I think the move's definitely going to happen, but this is a player that doesn't want to leave the club. The club only want to sell him for the money.
Yeah.
So unless they get the money, I think it's going to take 25 million up front.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen some rumours about 20 million plus 5 million in add-ons and stuff. And But the player doesn't want to leave. The
best one was Arsenal. 2 of them. Man United had a bid for Harry Maguire of 70 million turned down. The next day, Arsenal bid 50 million. What's the logic? Why did he turn it down, or why was it turned down?
So they said, and to be fair to them, it's United's own fault. They said, well, if Wan-Bissaka is worth, what money did they pay for him?
50?
55 million or something. If Wan-Bissaka is worth that, and he's worth at least double. You can't argue with that logic.
Yeah.
You can argue with the logic you were talking about.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just Arsenal all over. It's like, come on, we'll go in for a player. You know what we'll do? How much is he worth? 50 million? Bid 5. Because at least we're in for him.
Well, they went for Zaha, apparently. Right.
They offered 2.
So.
Like Simi Wabs and
Samurai Swords.
Did you like that wee video getting put up?
Yeah. Very good. The Zaha, they want 80 million for Zaha, so Arsenal offer 40 million over 4 years in installments. Where's the logic?
Was there not something to do with because you didn't qualify for the Champions League?
I don't know, maybe, but apparently, right? So one, apparently they went and asked the board for more money than what they have, right?
Okay.
Because Stan Kroenke.
So they said they're going, I fucking wish Arsenal was still here.
Well, you see, the thing is, it's Stan Kroenke, right?
And he hasn't put a penny in.
He hasn't put a penny in the Arsenal. So they're going to ask him to loosen up the purse strings. But
it's like Peter Law, something like fucking the board or the
businessman. But apparently,
the death of supporters.
Arsenal put out the 40 to 45 million thing. Apparently, they've got 120 million. But they're just trying to make people think.
The thing is, if you're a club that's selling, you go, well, here, he's got 120 million in his pocket, and he's only got 20 in his, I'll sell that club for 80 million. You know?
So.
Well, you can't argue with
the logic behind it.
There's method in the
Magners. That's the great slogan. There's method in the Magners.
Ingrid's got this episode title. Sponsored by, that's not even sponsored by Magnus, but we'll give it to them.
Sponsored by NASA, because it's third of this world.
Wow. It will get back to being the top quality podcast with great guests that it was.
Right. I've had enough of your shit. If you think you want to get off your chest.
Messi was robbed at Copa America. He got sent off in the wrong just because, for speaking out against officials. I stand with Messi.
But you know what? I watched the video, right? So I'm not. I haven't had enough of your shit. One, apparently Neymar didn't turn up for his PSG training, without consent. But I seen a video. They were talking about Messi and Ronaldo, right? And how Ronaldo is the GOAT, right? Because no matter what team he goes to, no matter who's around him, whether it's international, you know, whatever country he goes to, he wins and he plays with everybody and he's successful. You take Messi out of that team with all those players around him, he's not that good.
Crumbled. It's always been said, that's why I won't leave Barca.
Yeah.
But here, a weird stat that I heard the other day, Cristiano Ronaldo didn't score in his first 16 Champions League appearances.
Really?
See? That stunned me as well.
That would be what, 2 seasons nearly?
Mm-hmm. Didn't score in first 16 appearances. Be a random stat for you. But did you see the send off?
Didn't watch any of the Copa America.
Basically, he spoke out about the officials saying that they're trying
I've seen that.
And then next thing you get sent off for like a yellow card offence. At best. The other player headbutted him, I think. Yeah, he went with his head into him.
Did they not have VAR?
I was trying to what he was speaking out against. Then did you watch any of the Women's World Cup?
No.
Neither. But I'll just know that the Lionesses got beat, so meh.
People is not coming home.
That's the only thing. It's not even that I hate watching England or anything, I just hate the news. I hate the media part of it. And how they just become the best in the world until they go out. It's like Andy Murray's.
British,
nice Scottish loses. I think Wimbledon, there was a shock at Wimbledon the first day. 15-year-old beat
Venus Williams.
I didn't know whether it was Venus or Serena, so thanks.
Sent her home, and then sent home someone else as well.
But I think she teaming with Murray in the doubles, so.
Oh, sure, mixed doubles.
So I'm sure they'll do that. And then the Opens next week here, is it? Next week?
Yes. Because
Rory's not on it.
Rory was playing on the course. He was testing a video of just him going around whacking balls. Now he could be still playing from last week's tournament the way his form's been, but
sure. But I think that's coming up, so I'm sure we can cover it in 2 weeks' time, see what happened.
Yeah, maybe try and get a wee bet up, put it online.
I'll have a look. Actually, all my account, I closed all my accounts. Not for any reasons that I couldn't control, just that
it's that time of year where
need to get it off the bank statements, you know. Anything, what should we expect moving forward from the podcast then? What are you committing to, Anthony? What are your commitments?
My commitment,
just put them on the spot there, guys,
is to make people laugh. That's it. No, I would like couple guests on. I think we have a few people in mind. It's just trying to get dates, and then we'll get to September and look back at the year that we had and see some of the stuff that was said might happen and did happen.
I mean, I think a big one for me is I'd like to get on to the video aspect of the podcast and start putting that out and raise awareness and get all you people that actually listen to tell a friend so that they can tell a friend.
And leave a review on iTunes. 5 stars.
Yeah, and we'll maybe have, as soon as we get a certain number, we'll maybe do a competition.
What type of competition are you thinking?
Well, we could do a good prize, or we could do, I don't know, any ideas? Just sort of putting people on the spot. I don't know if we're ready to announce what competitions there is. Are you saying this?
Maybe.
Let's hear.
Okay, dude. Right, well, like Coco Gafton, I'm sending you home.
Well, good night.
God bless. I've had enough of your shit.
If I don't see you, what's the old, what do you call them? Truman Show? Greeting? Goodbye? Ever see it?
No.
Well, fuck you, bye. See you later.
in case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Yeah.